John Boy.
It's a special time to give a special group of applause today. Freedom Train showing love for the month of May. The black women everywhere, no matter position or age. We know the truth because of you that we could dare to be great. Showing love to the warriors, queens, mothers, and sisters. Black women keep achieving as needed in this picture. A humankind, never mind how society fits. Just stand tall, head high, because we need you.
Welcome back to another episode of Lessons from the Screen. And as you can see, or as you can hear from the intro music, it is Black Women's Appreciation Month of May. The second annual Black Women's Appreciation Month that we're doing right here on the Freedom Train Network. So you know what it is. You know what we does. We bringing it in and we showing love to the black women in the black community. Putting our spotlight on the women that have been spotlighted in the Freedom Train's Black Women's Spotlight Month. Now, it's not just about the women that we're spotlighting. It is about celebrating black women everywhere in all walks of life, doing everything that they do to make the world a better place, not just for us on larger scales in terms of nationally or internationally, but also on a smaller scale in terms of us individually and helping us become the people that we want to become in life. But before we get too far into that, we got a little bit of housekeeping to do. So, you know, as always, Lessons from the Screen is sponsored by PacSync. That's PacSync.org, PacSync.org. Go to the website, www, in front of that, and check them out. Do what you can to help them. They're doing what they can to help you. Read a book, take a survey, become a member, give a donation, whatever you can. PacSync is a black activist and advocacy organization, think tank organization focused on developing the community with the traits of hard work, honesty, and integrity. And that's what we do. That's what they do. And that's why we mesh together well, the Freedom Train Radio and PacSync. So go ahead and check them out. So now let's get right into it. And you know the way we do this. The way we do it is we read through the women that have been spotlighted thus far in the community, in the Black Women's Spotlight on the Freedom Train Network. You can find all of these profiles and all of these women and ways to contact them and support their endeavors by going to the website www.freedomtrainradio.com. And the takeaway from all of these spotlights is to not only to recognize these women and celebrate them and celebrate all of the women around you, because we want, that's what this month is for. For us to take our time to show our love, our support, and our appreciation for the black women that are in our lives locally, as well as the black women that are doing amazing things nationally and internationally. But one big takeaway that you can also remove from this, in addition to finding all of the black women near you and saying thank you or we appreciate you, or finding some way to make them smile and their day brighter for this month of May, and that should transcend to every day of the year, but we start with a month. But one of the other things we want you guys to take away from these profiles is that these women are all doing things, and they all started in a place very similar to where you are right now, regardless of where you are right now. And so greatness can be achieved by doing the things that you normally do, but taking them to the next level, or maybe putting a little bit more time into these things. We all have our feelings about how the world works and how we can help the world work better. Well, these women take those same feelings that we all have, and they just took action on it. They took it to the next step. So these profiles can encourage and should encourage all of us to think about the things that we constantly think about, the things that we constantly feel can be done better, and to do them, take action on them to make them better, so that we're not only thinkers, but we're also doers. And so without further ado, let's jump right into it. So on the 1st of May, we spotlighted Miss Wyletta Dunn. Now, she's the author of 4 Christian novels, More Than Sister, Faithful Father, A Family Dilemma, and Positions of Compromise. She's also the author of Tell Me Your Story, A Family Journal. Wyletta was born in Bossier City, Louisiana. She received her undergraduate degree from Texas College of Business Administration and earned a college degree in public administration from the University of Oklahoma. While Etta gained years working in higher education while traveling with her husband before he retired from the Marine Corps after 20 years of service, the breadth of her personal and professional experiences have contributed enormously to her fascinatingly inspirational writings. While Etta has been married for 34 years to retired Marine Donald Michael Dunn, and she is the proud mother of two adult children, Michael Stewart Dunn and daughter Ashley Elaine Dunn. And if you go to the website, you'll be able to see where you can get her books from. You'll also be able to visit her website, and you'll also be able to connect to her through Facebook, as well as get her email address if you wanted to email her or contact her directly for whatever reason. So, same way we did it last year, Mrs. Waletta Dunn, we appreciate you and thank you for doing what you've done. On May 2nd, we put our spotlight on Mrs. Barbara Jo Williams. Now, Mrs. Barbara Jo Williams is a best-selling author, editor, proofreader, publisher, publishing consultant, and a motivational speaker living in the Tallahassee, Florida area. She is a Navy veteran, a graduate of Tallahassee Community College, and a Florida A&M University. She is a Florida A&M University alumni. She is the owner of Amani Publishing, LLC, and the co-founder of the Tallahassee Authors Network. Her Facebook group is entitled Barbara Jo Reads and Writes. She has published over 50 authors and the following titles for herself: Romance After Marriage, A Night to Remember, Holiday Hotel 3, Love Never Felt So Good, AZ Basic Editing Tips, AZ Writing Tips, Holiday Hotel 2, and the list goes on and on and on and on and on, because she has published a lot of books. She's written a lot of books. Barbara Jo has also published a 4-book young adult series titled Bell Bottom High under the pen name of BJ Williams. Forgive Us This Day, Anniversary Edition, is a rewritten version of the original title, and it was released and reviewed in 2014 by USA Today and labeled a must-read romance story. Barbara was also featured in the January-February 2016 edition of Tallahassee Magazine as one of the top 5 graduates of TCC, Tallahassee Community College. All of her books are available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kindle, and Nook. And again, if you go to the website, you can see a lot more information about how to get in touch with her, her Facebook pages, Instagrams, Twitters, emails, where to buy her books, and her own website. And this is all available, again, right there on the website. This is somebody who, you know, we've interviewed on the Freedom Train Network, the Freedom Train Network podcast series. She loves to help people. She loves to help develop people as writers. And we've been familiar with her for about 2 years, maybe a little bit more than 2 years. But Miss Barbara Jo Williams, we appreciate you, and we're thankful that you've taken the time to do what you've done to improve the community. So next up, we have Deanna Squeaky Miller. Tallahassee native Deanna Squeaky Miller is an indie inspirational artist. Her love for God, people, and music has been her ministry from the start. Deanna's debut single, Give to You Love, was released in August of 2015. This was the introduction of an amazing voice no one will forget, followed by two latest singles, Keep On Praying and Good Medicine. Deanna established her skills as a songwriter and arranger. Her stage presence and way with an audience opened doors of opportunity to perform on a variety of stages and work with some of the Big Ben's most respected artists. The Big Ben area is the Leon County area, the Tallahassee, Florida area, the Northern Florida area. Some of the Big Ben's most respected artists, musicians, producers, and gained an award-winning title in the Neo Soul category of Praise Factor People's Choice Awards based in Atlanta, Georgia. Even though gospel music is her root, She can't hold back the ability to vocalize a diverse style of genres. The jazz soul influences of Aretha Franklin, Natalie Cole, and Ella Fitzgerald is clear in her music. Being active in the community is a call of duty for the artist. Deanna has and continues to share her voice for great charities in the Big Bend area. The long-term goal is to be an international philanthropist of music. Deanna Squeaker Miller is the voice of love, community, and inspiration. And again, if you go to the website, you'll be able to connect with all of her information. Now, I'm going to stop saying that because that's basically true for everybody that we profiled. If you go to the website, www.freedomtrainradio.com, you'll be able to click on the Black Women's Celebration Month of May 2019 banner that's up, and you'll be able to see all of the profiles for all of the women that we profile on the day that they're released moving forward. So, Miss Deanna Squeaky Miller, I haven't heard her voice yet, but my partner has and some other people that I know have. And from what I understand, she can blow. She's the truth. So, Miss Deanna Squeaky Miller, thank you for all that you've done. We appreciate you. So, on May 4th, we put our spotlight on Chelsea Collins. Now, Chelsea Collins is a millennial mogul who has a cross-functional background spanning marketing, branding, sales, and broadcast media. After graduating from Florida A&M University, she served as a news producer for one of the top local stations in Northwest Florida, where she demonstrated a track record of building winning strategies for maximizing market share and customer capture through skillful communication, planning, and audience engagement. Now, Collins uses her skills to grow Novus Racks, Tallahassee's first mobile boutique, which she co-founded with her business partner, Manzura Ishinova, in 2017. I hope that said that right. Collins also uses her expertise to aid future and current entrepreneurs through their business journey. She coaches business owners on digital marketing, garnering press coverage, and leveraging online tools to create brand awareness and drive demand generation. And Mrs. Chelsea Collins, and you can see she has pictures up of her mobile boutique, and I guess that's her partner. I'm looking at the pictures right now. But for Novus Racks. But Mrs. Collins, thank you for what you're doing. Keep pushing forward. I hope that next time I'm in Tallahassee, I get to check out Novus Racks, and we appreciate you. So on May 5th, we put our spotlight on Mrs. Jasmine Richardson Sutton. Now, Mrs. Richardson Sutton is the creator of Zumba with Chocolate Wasted Fitness. She is the creator of Chocolate Wasted Fitness, and she teaches Zumba. So she says transformation is not a future event, but a present activity. And she truly believes that you can transform your life into whatever you want it to be, but it takes an active daily participation in achieving your goals. And I would actually agree with her. Jasmine is originally from Tallahassee, Florida, but has lived in Washington, Arizona, California, and Georgia, and has been back in Florida since 2002. Living in different types of environments has enabled her to learn how to interact with all individuals, which has cultivated her inviting and bubbly personality. Jasmine has been married to Anthony Sutton since March of 2002 and has a son and two daughters. She has worked for the state of Florida since 2002 as well, first with the Department of Business and Professional Regulation, and now with the Department of Financial Services. Jasmine has been a certified personal trainer and also a certified Zumba instructor since March of 2013. She began doing Zumba with another group and decided to pursue her own certification, which has skyrocketed into large classes everywhere. Jasmine started using the term chocolate wasted, and it has taken off. Now everyone wants to get wasted, and that's wasted, W-A-I-S-T-E-D, not wasted the way you're probably thinking about it, not shit face. Her favorite exercise of choice is squats, the deeper the better. Yeah, as long as you don't tuck that butt, but yeah, I'm with her. The best thing about what she does is showing people, mainly women, how to build on their self-confidence through loving themselves for who they already are. And we definitely could use more fitness-oriented individuals in the Black community doing that thing, because we could definitely stand to be fitter as a community. As long as it's people that actually know what they're doing, it's a lot of BS going on out here, and we don't need more of those people, but more like certified professional people that know exactly what they're doing, and are at least knowledgeable enough to know that when they don't know what they're doing, and honest enough to let people know when they don't know. But definitely shouts out to you, Mrs. Jasmine Richardson Sutton. We definitely thank you and we're appreciative. So on May 6th, we put our spotlight on Shante A. Charles. Now, Shante is a wife, a visual artist, a singer, songwriter, dancer, actress, author, editor, teacher, publisher, vlogger, entrepreneur, blogger, promoter of the gospel, and a mental health abolitionist. Yeah. Now, Shante Charles is an education entrepreneur, activist, and kingdom influencer. She has spent the last 19 years teaching various aspects to youth and young adults as a public, a private, and an alternative school educator before her transition into business. Shante earned her bachelor's degree in art education from Florida State University. She is the principal of God Ideas, an education and arts consulting company. And the company specializes in education training, arts commissions, and private coaching and editing. Shante is the author of the popular novel series Church Love and non-fictional works Grief for Dummies and Church Love Bliss. That's an acronym, BLISS. Her prophetic fiction books have been utilized in couples and engagement counseling, book clubs, and organizational talks centered around relationships. Musically, Shante has released her first full-length music project, Heartbeats and Hot Coals. I kind of like that, Heartbeats and Hot Coals. That's kind of dope. A mix of jazz, country, and neo-soul inspiration. Shante is on a mission to impact culture through arts and minister the love of God through various artistic mediums. She serves as executive and worship pastor of Life Nation and assembly with a mobile and global mandate, co-founded alongside her husband, Robert Charles, senior pastor and professional architect. Together, they serve as bivocational pastors to promote marketplace leaders, governmental leaders, and artists. You can find Shante educating, empowering, and uplifting daily on her show, Daring Dialogues, and Black Table Talk, an unapologetically Black media site, both on Facebook. Shante is building a media brand that focuses on bringing education and inspiring activism through read-alouds, arts interactions, interviews, and daring dialogue. To contact Shante for speaking, coaching, or group event, email realshante@gmail.com. The real Shante. Everything made me think of Roxanne Shante, but I know that ain't it. Anyways, go to the website, check out all her information. Mrs. Shante A. Charles, we thank you and we appreciate what you do. And I know I kind of jacked up on that last one, but you know how these people be putting all these rhymes and all these things and they things and things like that, and my tongue get twisted easy. But anyways, on May 7th, we put our profile, our spotlight on Mrs. C.N. Tucker. Now, C.N. Tucker likes to say that she was born in church, with several ministers in her family and a worship leading mom. The church became her second home while growing up. This nurtured her love for Christ and created a desire to serve God at an early age. After a rebellious young adulthood and ultimately reconciliation with God, she began to see a need to bridge the gap for young Christians in the transitional period of life between the teenage years and adulthood, and the writer in her was born. More than a hobby, CN writes stories to inspire the next generation to live unashamed of sharing the gospel of Christ. She hopes that her stories reveal God's unconditional transforming love. CN lives in Florida with her husband and 6 children. Woo! So, and I agree with her actually, because most people, well, I agree with that in the sense that it seems like there are a lot of people that grow up in the church that struggle with transitioning from young adulthood into adulthood and maintaining the level of faith they had as a child. And that's because a lot of the things that are taught are never taught in a practical manner that allows the transition to occur seamlessly. And so there's a lot of work to be done there. And I applaud anybody willing to do that work to help people transition from childhood to adulthood, regardless of whether or not you agree with someone's particular religious faith. We should all stand behind anybody helping or willing to put in the work to help people transition between various different stages of their lives, because that's when people are at their most vulnerable, and that's when they're most susceptible to foolishness. So I definitely appreciate that, Miss C.N. Tucker. The community loves you. We thank you, and we appreciate what you're doing. So on May 5th, we put our spotlight on Mrs. Tequita Patterson. Tequita. I think I said that right. I'm usually pretty good with black people names. And I like black people names, if we're being honest. Although sometimes they are a little bit difficult to read. I do like them. But anyways, Mrs. Patterson obtained her first bachelor's degree in 2004 from Florida State University in criminology, and she got a second bachelor's degree in political science from FSU in 2007, and later a master's of business administration and master's of criminal justice management and executive leadership from Walden University. She developed her love for helping others and uplifting our communities as a child, starting with the Girl Scouts of America. Mrs. Patterson currently works as a management analyst with Disability Determination Services for Federal Social Security Disability Benefits. She previously co-owned and operated Teach One Rehabilitation Services, Inc., operating as the executive director and connecting individuals in the Big Bend area with criminal backgrounds with educational and job placement resources to reestablish themselves within the community. She also specializes in business analysis plans. I don't know why I jacked that word up, but anyways, startup business plans, marketing consultations, and public speaking engagements. She is a chartering member of the North Florida Professional Chapter of Sisters, Inc., and currently sits as the assistant directress of administration for the Sisters, Inc., National Board of Directors, joining Sisters as an undergraduate student at FSU in 2002. Ms. Patterson continues to assist individuals with criminal backgrounds through her work as president of the Rescue Me Project Ministries, Inc. Board of Directors. Rescue Me Project Ministries, Inc. is a nonprofit dedicated to providing computer training and job skills to ex-offenders and veterans of the Tallahassee community. I don't know why I said that like there was something else behind it, but there isn't. She holds membership in the Order of the Eastern Star. My auntie is a member of that. Anyways, the Golden Circle and Heroines of Jericho, Prince Hall affiliated. And you can go on in there and check out Sisters and Rescue Me Project Ministries. Mrs. Patterson, we thank you and we appreciate you. And today, May 9th, we put our spotlight on Miss Catrice Wright. I hope I said that right. Catrice Wright. Catrice Wright was born and raised in Jacksonville, Florida, as as young as 12 years old, she realized she wanted to establish a career in the helping field. Upon graduating from high school, she set out to pursue her dreams. She earned her bachelor's degree in psychology with minors in leadership studies and nonprofit. Thereafter, she spent time working in the child welfare field, which led to her pursuing a master's of social work degree while attending Florida State University for 2 years to earn her graduate degree. She served as an ambassador for the College of Social Work, the vice president for the Association of Social Work, and she was the recipient of the Minority Fellowship Youth Program, a summer counselor for the FSU Arts and Athletics Summer Camp, and the student speaker for Convocation. Upon graduating from Florida State University, she worked for the City of Tallahassee's Youth Development Program as an enrichment counselor. Mrs. Wright simultaneously worked as an interventionist for the Florida Center for Reading Research and as a PRN case manager for Encompass Health. Working in the PRN case management position afforded Ms. Wright the experiential opportunity of to work for other site locations such as Noonan, Georgia, and Panama City, Florida. Her greatest learning memory was working with a patient who was discharged to Encompass Health from the Cancer Treatment Center of America. Ms. Wright, who found herself working tirelessly to put resources in place for the patient to help make his transition from rehab to chemotherapy seamless. When the patient was discharged from Encompass Health, the patient was successfully placed in a paid-in-full hotel near the Cancer Treatment for America Center, allowing his upcoming chemotherapy to be accessible. To date, Ms. Wright continues to reside in Tallahassee, Florida, working within the city limits and surrounding counties with a determination to make a difference in the lives of others. During the week, Ms. Wright works as a health and wellness prevention specialist addressing an array of adolescent concerns. On the weekends, she can be found working at a Compass Rehabilitation Hospital, admitting patients to case management, listening and addressing patient concerns, and ensuring discharges are completed. She enjoys traveling, volunteering, and empowering others. Katrish believes faith, support, and resilience are key factors to get you through any storm. And you can read more about Kotrish on the website, as always. And like I said earlier, all of these profiles are women who are stepping up, stepping out, and doing what they can on the next level. But there is no reason why you can't be motivated to do some of the same things or take your dream, your passion, and take it to where it needs to go on that next level. Or even if you're content where you are, just be happy in what you are and what you're doing. We really just want to take this time to show Black women that we love them, we appreciate them. And if you have a black woman that you think should be spotlighted, go ahead and hit us up, send us an email, hit the contact me address on the website, and we can make that happen. We love our women and we want to show them support. And I will see you next week on the next episode. It's a special time to give a special group of applause today. Freedom Train showing love for the month of May. The Black women everywhere, no matter position or age. We know the truth because of you that we can dare to be great. Showing love to the warriors, queens, mothers, and sisters. Black women keep achieving as needed in this picture. A humankind, never mind how society fits. Stand tall, head high, because we need you. I want to thank you guys once again for tuning in to Lessons from the Screen. I also want to encourage you guys to head over to the website, www.freedomtrainnetwork.com. You can head over there to the website, gain access to all of the shows on the Freedom Train Network, including this one. You can access to old shows, new shows. You should also check out the Freedom Train app. You can find it in the Google Play Store. If you research Google Play or research Freedom Train Radio or Freedom Train Presents or Freedom Train Network, you'll find the app there and you'll see the Choo Choo Train. That is our trademark Choo Choo Train for the Freedom Train. You can get all of the shows right there on your cell phone. Notification whenever we drop anything, or maybe we just want to send you a notification saying hi. So you should definitely go and get that app. And you should also take a listen to our live internet radio streams throughout the weekend. We're dropping lectures, we're dropping shows, we're dropping all kinds of interesting things on the weekends. So definitely take advantage of that. I want to thank you guys again for supporting us. And as always, As always, we appreciate you. We will see you next week. This is the Freedom Train Network presents Lessons from the Screen.